The idea that dogs may be able to sniff out disease is not new, of course, but we now have a Kiwi research team trying to prove it. Waikato University testing dogs' ability to detect lung cancer. Psychology researcher Dr. Tim Edwards is leading the study and is with us. Very good morning to you, Tim.
Morning, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm well. Going in, what do we know about what they can detect and what they can't?
Well, there's already been some research on dogs detecting lung cancer. It suggests that they can detect it, but it hasn't really been tested in an operational situation.
How are you going to do it? Where do you get the dog? What do you teach them to do? How do you know they've done it?
Well, we're going to use pet dogs, and the ones that have passed our screening procedure are going to be trained up to sniff out samples that have come from people who've been diagnosed with lung cancer and discriminate between those and ones from people who have maybe other lung diseases but not lung cancer.
Wow. So not only a disease, but a specific lung cancer disease. So is that a specialist type of dog, specialist type of training, I take it?
Well, it is special training. We're using an apparatus and some methods that nobody's really used before, and that's what we're trying to do a bit differently from previous research, is do this in a way that you can transfer it directly to an operation if it ends up, you know, you get good accuracy.
And they detect from what, saliva?
Yeah, so we're going to use both breath and saliva samples. Previous researchers have used breath samples, but we think saliva would be easier to collect and to store and to use for training and everything.
So why lung cancer?
Well, lung cancer, one of the big issues with lung cancer is that there's no real cheap and easy way of doing screening for it. And for that reason, there's no mass screening for lung cancer. So the problem is people get diagnosed late, and late diagnosis is not good news at all.
No, exactly. What, is it possible, I don't know if this is a dumb question or not, is it possible they could detect lung cancer before we detect it? In other words, even if they sort of sniffed it out and you go looking, you can't find it?
Yeah, well, that is possible. That would show up as a false alarm in our system if we don't have the technology to find out if they were actually correct. Yeah.
Do you enter this with great hope? In other words, you have an expectation that dogs can do this and this is going to be something major by way of a medical breakthrough, or it's a bit of a suck and see?
Well, I think that I have hope that they'll be able to perform with some degree of accuracy. But how high that accuracy is, I'm not quite clear, because the existing research is some variability there. So it's really, on one side, it's, you know, how high are they actually going to get on this with this kind of operationally feasible method? But on the other side, you know, depending on the accuracy, we may be able to actually come up with an operational system that really does some good.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with it. It's exciting work. Tim Edwards, lecturer of psychology at the University of Waikato, for us this morning.